Thank you for calling customer support. My name is John. I understand that you needed a supervisor.
Yes. Are you the supervisor?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I guess I was speaking with one of your associates a minute ago, so I told him to get a supervisor because I canceled this product and they still charged my card.
Let me see what we can do for you. You say that you canceled already? Let me see.
I canceled. I ordered it online. I think it was October 18th or 19th. And when I read the fine print, I canceled the car. The person that I canceled the car with told me, you're canceling, but we got to charge you some type of fee. I said, no, you're not going to charge me any type of fee because I'm canceling and I paid the shipping. So that's the reason why now, 15 days later, my whole car gets charged $200. And now I have to pay my bills. And I'm like, where is the $200 coming from? And I had to call around and find out to get a number, to get in touch with y'all. I finally get in touch with y'all now to have y'all refund the money back onto the card. And I'm faced with a problem now.
Okay, let's see. Do you recall what date that you called us on?
It was October 18th or 19th, because the next day, you know, once I ordered the vitamins, the next day I called.
Okay, let's see.
This is like a real stress, man. I mean, wow. Not, you know when something hits your account, you got things to do, and it's crazy, man.
I understand.
And I explained to them, I said, listen, and on top of me canceling, I said, there's no way that I'm going to know if vitamins work within 14 days. Like, your body I don't even understand how that works. So she understood me, oh, I'm going to cancel it. Next thing you know, my car gets charged. I guess she just let it go through like that because we were going back and forth, and you know she could. I told her I didn't want to pay no fees for canceling. I called the next day.
Okay, let's see. I didn't pull it up on those 2 days. I'm just gonna search for our your phone number in our database, and this is the same phone number that we have, the 973-207-9545.
Yeah, this is the only number I use. This is myself.
Okay. Let me see if it shows up anywhere. Did she give you any, like, what was she telling you as far as when you asked to cancel?
What she asked, one thing I told her, like I said, I told her that, listen, she told me that it's going to be, I forgot what percentage it was they got to take away from me canceling.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you can't take away no percentage. I'm calling the next day. I just ordered the product. I didn't even get the product yet. You know what I mean? I ordered the product. I didn't even get it yet. So on top of me doing that, I explained to her, that's one of the reasons, because I don't know if these vitamins work or not. And I don't want to be charged a monthly fee, something hitting my card that I don't know about.
Let's see. Yes, we're not showing this phone number in our history. Let's see.
I don't know what his guy, you know.
Well, and I am looking at the account. And I apologize. I mean, I can give you back. They'll let me refund 35% to you and keep that product at a discounted rate.
You saying you could refund my money back 35% of my money?
Yes, sir.
Shit. How is that? How does that work? That's like, you know what I'm saying? I call.
Yeah, we're just not showing any evidence of that phone call, unfortunately. You know, when I went to go put it through, it did let me push it up to 50%. So, you know, you can keep that first one for half off, and then we'll refund the difference back to your account.
So you'll refund you'll keep 100 and give me 100?
Yes, sir.
How is that? That's crazy, man. When I called, and I don't know. I you know, you can say anything. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
well,
you,
yeah.
Say, oh, you have no proof of my call, but I'm trying to tell you the conversation. I mean, this is how it works, right? Like, when you call, somebody calls and cancel right away, they don't document that stuff?
Well, it's documented automatically by the system, and it saves each recording that comes through the, you know, comes our way, and nobody can tamper with that, and there's no evidence of a recording unless you called from a different phone number. And I apologize again. I mean, I had you at 50%. I would even be willing to meet you in the middle and give you back 75.
How much is 75%? Because I'm just I just need my money. I gotta pay my rent, man. I'm like, you know what? Y'all got that? How much is 75% back?
Let's see. It'd be roughly one refund would be $74.99, and the other would be $74.25.
$74.99 and $74.25. Jesus Christ, man. Can you do that right away so I can get my money back off the card? I'll just take that.
I'll put it through our system. It can generally take it could take the bank about 3 to 5 business days to process it, but we'll get it to you as soon as possible.
I need another code or something what do I need?
Absolutely, and I'll have that for you. Allow me a moment to process everything, and then I'll have that code for you.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Okay, let me one moment. Oh, Phil, let me hear. I apologize about that. I got stuck for a second. Okay. And I have that transaction ID for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's 576-848-7656.
576-848-7656.
Yes, sir.
So should I call my card company now and tell them that you released it back onto my account?
Yes,
can I do that? The only thing is, the reason why I'm rushing this, and I understand you're telling me it's a process, right? Is that once my bank is not, my bank can see that you released the money back, maybe they could release it to me, because I really got a dilemma here. I got to, you know, pay my rent, and that was part of my rent. So, like, I'm trying to get the money right away ASAP so I can just take care of what I need to take care of.
Yes, sir. It might help. You know, at that point, it's just up to your bank to process it.
Maybe if I give them the transaction number, they can see, right?
Yes, sir. It might help. It's not worth, you know, it's worth giving it a shot.
All right. I'll call them now and see what they say.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's all I need, right? The transaction number, and that's it, right?
That's correct.
What's your name, sir, just so I know?
My name is John Van Zandt.
John what?
Van Zandt.
Oh, Van Zandt. Okay. All right. All right, John. I'll just call him now and see what I can do.
That's correct.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.